And now, They Went That Way, starring Arnold Stang. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a bit of comedy written especially for and starring Arnold Stang.
Hiya.
Many years ago...
What?
A few years ago...
That's better.
Little Arnold Stang was a budding young actor. He worked diligently, and he finally succeeded. His was one of the great roles the theater sometimes bestows on the hopeful. I shall never forget opening night. I shall never forget the pathos in Mr. Stang's voice as he played his great dramatic scene to the hilt. I can hear his magnificent voice today as he delivered the unforgettable line...
They went that way!
Ow!
You idiot!
I'm sorry.
Yes, poor little Arnold Stang. Delivered his line, gestured in the wrong direction, slugged the leading lady, and his career was finished. But not his devotion to the stage. He secured an important position at the Royal Theater. And there? But let's join him.
Popcorn, popcorn, fresh hot butter popcorn.
Oh, Arnold, I'm so glad to see you. Thank goodness you're here.
Gladys, what's the matter, Gladys? You're as white as a kernel of popcorn.
I'm scared, Arnold. You know, I've been in the ticket booth all afternoon. Katie just relieved me. And there's been two tough-looking mugs walking up and down in front of the box office all day. But what really worries me, one of them started to follow me in here. Oh, here he comes now.
Well, don't worry, Gladys. I'll take care of him.
Hey there, baby. You're just getting off work, too, huh?
Oh, no. I won't be off work for another half hour yet.
Not you, bud. I'm talking to Tootsie here.
Oh. Well, she's my fiancé, and anything you have to say to her, you'll have to say through me.
Not a bad idea, Junior. And I just happen to have my perforator right here with me.
He's got a gun in that pocket. Run! Run!
Oh, boy. I guess I really told him, boy, didn't I?
Oh,
boy.
You sure did, boy. But what are we going to do now? You left your popcorn stand a half hour early and in your apron yet. Mr. Murgatroyd won't like that.
Yeah. Oh, I know what. I'll call him on the telephone. Look, here's a drugstore. You can have a soda while I call, okay?
Okay.
Gladys. Have you got a nickel I can borrow until next week? And so that's the way it happened, Mr. Murgatroyd. I was thinking of the better part of valor, you know? Or the Royal Theater. Or me. Anyway, here I am.
Well, it's perfectly all right this time, Stang. Of course, we'll just deduct 23 minutes from your salary.
Gee, 4 cents.
And see you in the morning, on time, and in uniform.
Right, Mr. Murgatroyd.
Well, did my 5 cents enable you to establish friendly relations with the boss? And what about the gangster?
Well, Mr. Murgatroyd said not to worry about no gangsters around the Royal Theater. He said the customers get clipped so much at the box office it just ain't profitable for hoods to worry about our clientele. And... we're burglar-proof. But, Gladys, about your 5 cents. He clipped me 23 minutes from my salary, so could you wait an extra week?
And so passes an hour in the life of Arnold Stang, thespian of the theater. Arnold reported for work bright and early the next day. At noon, and nothing exciting happened until 2 p.m., when the telephone rang.
Popcorn concession, Royal Theater, Chief Popper speaking.
Arnold, is that you?
Who else?
Arnold, those two men are back again.
So?
So listen, there are a couple of gunsels for sure. Just a minute. Yes, sir? How many, please? Oh, Arnold, one of the men just spoke to the man who just bought that ticket. And oh, what he said.
Yeah? What did he say? I mean, can we say it on the air? What was it?
Well, he walked up to this gentleman, sort of sidled up, and whispered out of the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, what?
Well, he sort of looked down at his hand in his overcoat pocket and said, "This gun's for hire."
Hey, what a spot for our little chum and his girlfriend. She's got a lot more faith in her boyfriend than I'd have. Why doesn't she call the cops? Maybe she will. We'll see in just a moment. Because as we rejoin Arnold and Gladys, she is at the popcorn stand in the lobby. But where is Arnold? Hey, there he is, under the popcorn machine, passed out cold.
Oh. Gee, thanks, Mr. Murgatroyd, for the water.
Well, don't just stand there. Hurry up and pour it on my face like they do in the movies, so I could get up off of this floor.
But what happened? How did Mr. Stang happen to faint?
Oh, I was talking to him on the telephone, and all of a sudden, he wasn't there no more.
Oh, you did that over the telephone, huh?
That's what happened.
Well, maybe I've been overlooking...
Mr. Murgatroyd, you must come immediately. The soft drink machine has sprung a leak, and it's flooding the balcony.
It's what? I'll come immediately. I'll come at once.
Well... So I should just stay here all day long with popcorn butter dripping on my face while you make eyes at the boss, huh?
Oh, Arnold. Arnold, I forgot all about you. Come on, get up. Here now. Let me help you.
Okay.
There.
All right. Now, what's this about a character outside with a gun for hire?
That's what the man said, just as I told you. Arnold, do you think we should call the police?
Yeah, maybe we should. But wait a minute. Gee... Wouldn't it be something for a guy like me to capture a couple of crooks single-handed? Gee, probably get me a captaincy on a police force. Gee, can't you just see my name in the headlines now? Arnold Stang captures gunman who threatened girlfriend.
But, honey, I think we should call the police. These men seem to be desperate characters.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe the headlines should read, "Arnold Stang aids in capture of gunman who threatened girlfriend." Yeah, and besides, I don't want to go in a police force. Who wants to get shot at all the time? Maybe if I could think of some dramatic way to capture them, some big Broadway producer might recognize my histrionic abilities and give me a big part in something like South Pacific or something, you know. Let me think a minute.
All right, darling. I know you'll think of something.
And so, a day passes. Arnold Stang is thinking. And then...
Hey, Gladys! Gladys, come here for a minute.
Huh?
Just got off work, huh?
Yeah.
But, tell me, are those characters still campaigning out in front?
Gee, boy, I'll say. And they seem to be getting tougher and tougher by the minute. In fact, they really look desperate. Oh, have you got any ideas?
Have I got ideas? Listen, I worked this all out by myself. Of course, when I open this drawer, it gives me the Germany idea. But if it works, it should be terrific.
Well, what's the idea? And what's the drawer got to do with it?
Well, see, when I opened this drawer, there was a box of 4-inch firecrackers that somebody had left.
So,
here's my plan. Now, this takes real timing. You know, dramatic. I'll telephone the police and tell them that we have these dangerous characters lurking outside. And just before I walk nonchalantly out into the outer lobby, I'm behind your ticket booth with my firecrackers.
But why
the... Shh, not so loud!
But why the firecrackers? I don't see...
Just let me explain. I'm coming out there with my hat over my eyes and my hand in my pocket. And I'm going to let those thugs see me before I duck behind your ticket booth. You see, the way I figure it, the cops will take about 3 minutes to get here after I call them. And that'll give me time to walk into the outer lobby. I'll light a string of those firecrackers and throw them out and scare those crooks right out of their skin. I'll bet they'll leave in a hurry. Then I'll just sit back and tell the cops which direction they went and collect the headlines. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Well, maybe. Okay, let's get it over with. Are you ready?
Yep. Now, you go on back to the cage. You better keep down in case they start shooting.
Okay.
And I'll be out in about 3 minutes. Keep your fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 23rd Precinct, Blake speaking.
Hello, officer. This is Arnold Stang, Royal Theater speaking. I got a couple of very suspicious characters who've been hanging around in front of the theater for the last couple of days. And I'm about to accost them, so would you send over a few men?
Right away, sir. There'll be a car here in 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm all set.
Where are they? Where do they go? Which way do they go now?
They went that away.
They went that way. Finally, our hero has come through. Or has he? Let's join him in the precinct station the next day. He's talking to Sergeant Lake.
No, Sergeant, I haven't seen a paper yet. But it sure was something catching those characters, wasn't it? Well, it really wasn't anything. Nothing that any other real red-blooded American wouldn't do. It just happened that I was in the right place at the right time.
Yes, you were, little man. The right place, the right time. But, did you point in the right direction now?
Oh, no. You mean I've done it again?
Oh, yes. You've more than done it again.
Oh, Mr. Megatron, what do you mean?
You've just ruined two of the best advertising men I've ever had in the front of the theater. You're finished.
What do you mean? They were strictly the gangster type. What? But like Gladys even heard one of them ask if a customer wanted this gun for hire.
Stupid! Don't you ever read the marquee?
Huh?
That's what we're playing this week.
Why?
Alan Ladd and Veronica Lake in This Gun for Hire.
Oh, no. No, it couldn't happen to me. Where's Gladys? Gladys!
Hey, Arnold! She went that way! College-trained young men, here is your opportunity to become an aviation executive. You receive the finest aviation training in the world from the United States Air Force if you are selected for aviation cadet, pilot, or navigator training. To qualify, you must be single, between the ages of 20 and 26 and a half, and have at least 2 years of college. When you successfully complete 1 year of training, you win your wings and a reserve commission in the U.S. Air Force and go on a tour of active duty. Outstanding graduates receive regular commissions immediately. All others have excellent opportunities to earn regular commissions while on active duty. For complete details, visit your nearest Air Force base or U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station right away. And and to you, Arnold Stang, believe me, all of our thanks for a mighty swell performance.
Oh, sure was fun, Joe. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program was brought to you by your U.S. Army and your U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting station. And starred Arnold Stang. Also featured in the cast were Pat Housley, Helen Christian, Bernie Grant, and Larry Blyden. Specially transcribed for presentation at this time, They Went That Way was written by Staff Sergeant Martin F. Lemon and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.